Are you listening to me?
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 I don't know. I'm not even listening.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Listen, listen.
No, listen up and listen good, everyone.
No, I'm not listening.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little by little, sipping on a frozen drink.
Well, good morning. How you doing? Incredible show for you today. I tell you, we got a lot to discuss. We really do. It's more Cracker Barrel. It's just more Cracker Barrel. But also, we have a test run that we're going to do today for Dimitri Graffiti. It's going to be very rough. It's going to be your first chance. Frankly, management, I spoke with the Mr. Deep Pockets himself yesterday. He has real reservations about whether this Dimitri Graffiti thing can actually work, given the caliber of my listeners, the way they've been calling and goofing around and all that with our phone system here. So the jury is still out. But we think we might be able to make this work. So we're going to do a test run today. It's going to be rough. I'll explain everything to you. We've got all the audio already set up. We've got the rules of engagement. And the big question is, whether you're going to be able to reach the standard that we need you to reach as a listener in order to make this thing really work. Now, give me a second here. I've got to do something here that... Oh, Lord, just bear with me here. It'll just take a few seconds, and I think I'll be okay. Welcome to my life, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my life. Hold on here. Now I got this. And can we do this? All right. And can I do this now? All right. I think I've got this working. I think. We're going to do a test here. Cracker Barrel issued an apology of sorts, which I have here for you. They're also doing a test market of a new ad, which is going to be kind of in conjunction with the apology. I have my doubts whether this thing is going to work, but let's play it here. I think we've got this right. And let's see if we can see what you think of this thing. This is the... My sources tell me this is the test marketing of the new Cracker Barrel spot to show how much they are concerned about your feedback, and this is their version of an apology trying to smooth over everything. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but you tell me. It's only 30-second spot, so here we go.
Here at Cracker Barrel, we value diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Not good.
That's why we are going one step further to ruin our brand. We are investing millions of dollars into replacing all of brown pegs in the peg game to bright, colorful pegs. Also, we're changing the rules. The white pegs are not allowed to move or jump anymore, leaving the colored pegs to do whatever they want. We call it Down with the Cracker. It's about being fair in an unfair world. Are you down with the cracker?
I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that's going to fly at all. I think they're doing a test market here in the Valley, maybe a few other places, but man, I don't think that's going to fly. So we've got the official statement here from Cracker. But by the way, oh my goodness gracious, I almost forgot. We started voting. We opened up the voting yesterday on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. You got to follow it. You got to go there and follow. And then you can vote about whether you're going to be going back to Cracker Barrel or not. And the amount of response that we have had just in the past 24 hours is frankly unreal. But if you have not had a chance to vote, you can do that today. Go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. And then you can vote, say, yes, we're going to keep going back to Cracker Barrel, and these are the reasons why, or no, and these are the reasons why. You just put that in the comments. Now, I've shared this with as many Facebook groups in the Valley as I'm allowed to share. Facebook has a strict limit about how many times I can share this Facebook live stream or any kind of post. They have strict limits. It's like, all right, fine, that's what it is. And so if your Facebook group here in the Upper Ohio Valley, or really anywhere in the Big Willie 105.5 listening area, if you don't have that posted, no one shared that, then what you need to do is go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page and share that post on to your different groups so that other people can vote if they want. Because a lot of people feel very strongly about this both ways. They feel very, very strongly. So please do that. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station, Signal, 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And you can also watch the Facebook stream of the show. Hi, how you doing? Do you like my little ducky here with the Nail City Jeep, from the Nail City Jeep Club? So you can also do that. And again, go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page or to the Dimitri profile page, and you will see the Facebook live stream. I warn you right now, there's not much to see. Hold on a second. Let me move this over a little bit. There's really not much to see, but it's all I got. It's pretty much all I got. We also have yesterday's show went so well with our special guest that we've asked him to come back. Mr. Big Willie himself. Mr. Willie is going to be calling in. Actually, we're going to reach out to him. He is a truck driver. This is not a goof. This is for real. He is an honest-to-God truck driver from the Valley, over the road, you know, 18-wheelers, tractor-trailer, driving all across America. And he is quite an interesting guy, Mr. Willie. And so we asked him to come back today. He was on yesterday talking about the illegals who are the truck drivers and all the problems that we are having across America with these illegals who got these CDLs, a commercial driver's license in California. They can't even speak English. They cannot read English. They can't read the signs. It's a nightmare. And don't even get me started on what Big Willie said about what he has witnessed at the truck stops with these people from the third world who come and act as if they're living in the third world. And frankly, they don't know any better. They just don't know any better. They don't know what a sink is. They don't know that you're not supposed to wash in a sink. They know they're just, they're coming from the third world and coming here to America, and driving a truck to them is like probably being in heaven. But for the rest of us, it is a nightmare, especially if we're on the road with these people, because, I mean, you saw what happened in Florida. It's just horrible, absolutely horrible. Anyway, long story short. So Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. He has a lot of thoughts about Cracker Barrel, and if you want to get it right from the horse's mouth, from somebody who's out there on the road in his truck, traveling all across America, he has seen so many things and so many truck stops and so many Cracker Barrels and other restaurants and everything. It just, you really have to listen to this. So we've got all of that and so much more. Now, later on, you're going to need this phone number. This is Dimitri's studio hotline. It's 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Put that in your phone. Make it one of your favorites. It's going to be used a lot in the next few weeks, probably from now on. We have a state-of-the-art phone system installed, and we're going to be starting Dimitri Graffiti. For those who don't know what it is a surreal experience that is, this is the only place you can get it on Earth. It is an opportunity for you to call into a talk show to try to talk with a host who will not talk with you. That essentially is what Dimitri Graffiti is. You call in, you say or do whatever it is you're going to say or do. You got to keep it clean, of course. But don't try to interact with the host. You cannot talk with the host. Yes, I'm a talk host. This is a talk show, but I will not be talking with you. this segment, Dimitri Graffiti, is actually for you, the listeners. You're the ones who get to talk or do whatever it is you're going to do. And all I'm doing is pushing some buttons and reminding you what the rules of engagement are. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. Now, here's the official apology from Cracker Barrel. You tell me if you're buying this. There are a lot of people on X Twitter who have very strong opinions one way or the other regarding this. An awful lot of people, I posted this on the Dimitri profile page and also on the Big Willie 105.5 page on Facebook, and we've gotten a lot of response already. People going, yeah, okay, I can buy that, or no, I can't buy that. So let me read this to you if you've not had a chance yet to follow Big Willie 105.5 or Dimitri, and that's with three I's, by the way. Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, and the last name is Vassilaris. It rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V. And my Facebook page, there are a lot of copycats, a lot of fake ones, because the show is just taken off. It's unbelievable. Look for the Dimitri Vassilaris Facebook profile page with the 7,500 or probably even more than that now followers. That's the real one. The one that has two followers from some third world cesspool, that's not me. All right, here's the official announcement. Do I have time? Let's see. I'm trying to, I think I have time. All right, fine. Well, I'll read at least part of this. We have to take a short break, and then I'll read some more if I can't get through this thing. But tell me if you're buying this thing or not. This is the official A Promise to Our Guests from Cracker Barrel. They released this yesterday. A Promise to Our Guests. We've been serving up country hospitality since Dan Evans opened our first store in Lebanon, Tennessee back in 1969. For 55 years, we've held true to the values he built this company on. Hard work, family, and scratch-cooked food that fills your heart as much as your plate. Your passion for Cracker Barrel shows just how much this place means to you, and we're grateful for it. We hear you, and we know we could have done a better job sharing who we are and what we're about as we roll out changes. The things people love most about our stores aren't going anywhere. Rocking chairs on the porch, a warm fire in the hearth, peg games on the table, unique treasures in our gift shop, and vintage Americana with antiques pulled straight from our warehouse in Lebanon, Tennessee. Our menu, packed with classics like meatloaf and country fried steak, isn't changing either, with a few new dishes joining the lineup to keep things fresh. As for Uncle Herschel, he's not going anywhere. He's family. You'll see him on our menu, road signs, and in our stores, carrying forward the Herschel way, the foundation of how our 70,000 employees deliver the country hospitality we're known for. We're proud to keep serving generous portions at fair prices with a smile and a commitment to making every guest feel at home. We know we won't always get everything right the first time, but we'll keep testing, learning, and listening to our guests and employees. At the end of the day, our promise is simple. You'll always find comfort, community, and country hospitality here at Cracker Barrel. Uncle Herschel wouldn't have wanted it any other way. You buying this? Are you buying this? There's no reference here to what the real issue is. The real issue here is not the change in the logo. The real issue here is the symbolism, what that change really means. And if you heard my show yesterday here on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, you heard a report from Robbie Starbuck, who's done a magnificent job.